Absolutely. So you were talking about genetic counseling. What is a genetic counselor? What do they do?
Yeah, so genetic counselors work with people who've got a family history of a condition that's being passed down through their family. Sometimes that's something that has been obvious over the generations, and other times it's something that happens for the first time in themselves or their child or another member of the family. So we work with families to collect that information about the family history and then to provide some interpretation of what that might mean, the implications for themselves, for their family members, for future children in the family. Sometimes that includes talking about genetic testing with families. Other times we don't talk about genetic testing because that might not be indicated or it might not be mm-hmm. what the individual person wants. So a lot about listening to people and working with them as they understand and adapt to the family history information that's present in their family.
Yeah, and if we're looking at, you know, genomics and precision medicine like this, are those relatively new inventions? Are they changing healthcare from our sort of established practices we already have?
Yeah, so over the last, I guess, since the cloning of the human genome, which was in around 2003.
Yeah, early 2000s, yeah.
So the technology's moved on so much so that they're able to now look across the whole of a human genome to see where there could be variants or changes that are causing disease. And that's making a huge difference to healthcare. Firstly, because people who may have had a genetic test, for example, so a genetic test, if we just kind of look at the difference between genetics and genomics very briefly, mm-hmm. if you're doing a genetic test, you're looking for a single gene mistake or mutation or fault, whatever you want to call it, in one gene that might cause disease. Whereas if you look across the whole genome, you're looking for all the way across all the DNA to see if you can find somewhere that there might be some faults or changes that might be causing that disease or condition. And then precision medicine is where you move away from a one-size-fits-all approach. So you're not just giving everybody with that condition the same treatment,
right.
but you can look at their genome and identify what the problem may be and target the treatment to that particular group of people. So, for example, if we think about something like cancer, particularly in ovarian cancer, there's been huge strides forward in understanding the genetic basis of ovarian cancer. So people who have a particular genetic mutation or change, there is treatment that can really extend people's lives if they identify that they have that gene mutation, and then they can give them particular treatments or drugs that can help to improve their long-term outcomes from that mm-hmm. disease. And
so,
that's happening.
So it's absolutely something that is, you know, quite effective, at least in certain areas.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so probably getting more effective as we continue on.
Getting more effective, understanding more about these genomic the diseases that are genetic or genomic have causes, and being able to target the treatment. So there's still a long way to go, but it is improving treatments in lots of ways.
Right. Yeah. And so if we're looking at, you know, the areas of research you deal with, you've talked about ovarian cancer. Mm. What are the other sort of main areas genetic counselors currently kind of work in or are looking to work in?
Mm. So it's pretty much any area from sort of molecular genomics to the psychosocial, you know, communication aspects with the clients and families. There are some genetic counselors who work in laboratories and they're doing research in that area, discovering, you know, doing genomic screening and identifying what different variants mean. And some people who are doing work, more qualitative work, for example, where they're interviewing people to understand about the lived experience of that condition.
So not like when you think of counselor, you usually think of like face-to-face with patients, but that's not always the case.
No. So, I mean, as Alison said, people can work, genetic counselors can work in lots of different areas. But a lot of the work that genetic counselors do is about, in terms of the research, it's around the impact of that test or that counseling on the client and family.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do a lot of work in those kind of areas.
And we have this new Masters of Genetic Counseling at UTS. Can you tell us a bit about that program?
Yeah, so we're really excited when UTS invited genetic counseling to start a program here in the Graduate School of Health at UTS. I think it's genetic counseling programs are quite rare, so there are two programs in Australia at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never heard of it before, so.
Yeah, so they're programs that tend to have small cohorts because This is a profession that's growing now, but has only grown quite slowly over the past 20 years. So mm-hmm. there are approximately maybe 250 genetic counsellors working clinically across Australia and New Zealand at the moment. And so we're really excited that we are training, you know, this next generation. And because we've... I guess because we recognise that we need genetic counsellors right across Australia and New Zealand, we're delivering this program in a way that means that people don't have to live in Sydney to become a genetic counsellor. So using...
useful.
Yeah.
Much bigger pool of potential people then.
Yeah, absolutely. And really helps to bring in diversity, I think, because it means that it's easier for people who... perhaps have children or other caregiving responsibilities to do
yes.
the program.
Yeah. Flexibility, so you have more diversity in your applicants.
Yeah.
And with a genetic counselor, how do you get referred to one? What do people do or you know look into to see if they need to see a genetic counselor?
Mm-hmm. So genetic counselors one of the first things people would generally ask is about a family history.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding whether there are you know, the ages of diagnosis of various conditions, what type of condition it is, and also whether other people in the family have been affected by it. But generally the best place to start is to go to your general practitioner, talk it through with them, mm-hmm. and then they will refer you on to a genetic counsellor
okay.
or a genetic service if that's what...
That seems something that's appropriate yeah. given your yeah. family history. So it's mostly based on sort of family history.
It is, except that if we go back to the ovarian cancer
yes.
example, what's happening now much more is it doesn't necessarily have to be someone with a family history. If someone has got a particular mm-hmm. condition, then
that can also apply.
People outside of genetics mm-hmm. are learning or are delivering genetic testing and counselling to a slightly
yeah.
different kind of way.
Okay.
But so it may happen that way.
And Alison, you were adding something?
Yeah, I was just going to add that if people want to know more about what's mm-hmm. involved in a genetic counselling appointment or where the genetic services close to them are, they mm-hmm. can look on the Human Genetics Society of Australasia website
okay.
or the New South Wales Health have got the Centre for Genetic Education website, and those are both sites with more information.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about it. It's been great.
No, you're welcome. Thanks
Absolutely.
For having us.
That was Associate Professor Alison McEwen and Dr. Chris Jacobs from the Graduate School of Health at University of Technology. Genetic counseling, as mentioned there, you can go to the Human Genome Counselors.
Human Genetic Society.
Human Genetic Society of Australasia. Very good. We'll put a link on our website so that we don't have to remember in our heads. So you can find that on 2ser.com/the daily or just going to our home page. Or, of course, just probably searching genetic counselors and